We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am joined by a man who's going to be in the runoff 2 weeks from yesterday against the sitting governor appointed to that role, Henry McMaster. I'm speaking, of course, of John Warren. John, how are you? First of all, congratulations on your win yesterday.
Thanks. We're feeling great here, and we're excited for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm curious about something, John. I know, of course, you've got Lima One Capital, your business. So you approach that, I'm sure, from the standpoint of plan your work and work your plan. But in the political campaign that you've been running, since you've never been involved in politics before, are you guys strategically, are you guys running this like a military operation?
It's very similar to how we run the business, how we conducted combat operations in Iraq. Come up with a good plan, you make adjustments, but you also make sure you execute. And I think you can tell that we did a good job with that.
Yeah, because as the old saying goes, all plans go out the window after the first shot's fired, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. John, I got a couple of questions on the text line this afternoon, and I guess this is a reflection of the late game attack ads that you were bombarded with as we got closer to yesterday's initial primary vote, and that's about open carry. You want to address that again?
Sure. I have said that I am 100% pro Second Amendment. I support the open carry or constitutional carry, and the ads that were run against me were just not accurate towards the end of the campaign.
The numbers here in Greenville County, and I haven't seen them from around the state. I'm sure that you probably have. Have you guys done a deep dive into the numbers statewide from yesterday?
I think we're working on that now.
Yeah.
We had unbelievable support. I'd love to thank all of your viewers for their support in Greenville and in the upstate in Spartanburg and Greenville. I know that we had 49% of the overall vote. In Charleston, we came in second. So, you know, it was a statewide success. We've got some areas that we definitely need to work on, but we feel very good about where we are. The important thing is 58% of the people of South Carolina said that they are tired of the status quo, that they are tired of a career politician who's been running for 30 years and has no vision for South Carolina. And I feel like the conservatives are going to unite behind me now, and we feel good moving forward.
Yeah, here in Greenville County, you did exceptionally well, John. Henry McMaster got nearly 13,000 votes, 12,919, but you received 22,708 votes for just over 46% of the vote. Got to feel pretty good about that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we feel great. I mean, the other thing that is often not mentioned today is the fact that this is the first time in the history of the country that a sitting Republican governor has been forced into a runoff. So that shows you that people in South Carolina do not think we're winning and it's time to change the coach.
Going forward, have you all given any thought to the possibility of endorsements from those who have fallen by the wayside? Because the rumor mill has been grinding exceedingly fine that Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant might be coming forth with an endorsement for you. Have you heard anything in that regard?
I have the utmost respect for my competitors. You know, things get heated during the election, but I'm confident that we will come together and unite for the runoff. So we'll see what happens here shortly.
Is it realistic to think that Catherine Templeton might endorse you as well?
You know, Catherine ran a hard-fought campaign. I respect her. We'll see what happens in that regard.
Yeah, yeah, that still does remain to be seen. A number of people also had texted in the preceding minutes leading up to your calling, John, asking about backing President Trump's agenda. Your stance on that?
I wake up every day and I am ecstatic that Hillary Clinton is not our president. I think Donald Trump, and I sincerely mean that. I mean, I don't think I've been so happy as around 3:08 a.m. as finding out Hillary lost and Donald had won.
Yep.
I support the president's agenda. I think it's been very good. His tax reforms have been incredible. oftentimes what's missed are all of the government regulations that he's rolled back with the executive orders. That's been tremendous. His Supreme Court justice has been incredible. The one area where I would disagree with him on are tariffs, just because so much of the South Carolina economy is tied to bringing in steel and aluminum and a 25% tax on those goods that definitely hurt some of our businesses here in South Carolina.
I also got a text message, John, said, could you please ask Mr. Warren where we can get yard signs? I live in Central. Talk to the folks on Facebook before the election, went to your main website, filled out a form for yard signs, but I never received them. I still voted for John Warren and will vote again for him, but still want some yard signs. How do you guys stand on that? Do you still have some?
Apparently, we definitely have yard signs, and the campaign's growing, not shrinking. So if they will fill out another form at warrenforgovernor.com, we'll get them some yard signs. But I appreciate their support.
Going forward with the campaign against Henry McMaster, and we would love to have a debate between you two. We would love to have a runoff debate. But realistically, it seems like a fool's errand to even invite Governor McMaster to take part, since he's refused all the invitations to this point from the Greenville Tea Party and from WORD. What strategy do you intend to employ? The message you talked about being a true outsider?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I'm a businessman, a conservative, and a Marine. I've said that from the beginning. And what we've talked about from the beginning is my record of accomplishment in the private sector. We've contrasted it with his record of 30 years in government and 30 years employing Richard Quinn. So that's a huge stark contrast. And then when you start talking about the real issues that are affecting South Carolinians across the state, there is another huge contrast, because he literally keeps telling everyone, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. But what I see is we lost $4 billion with the Santee Cooper project,
right,
with the VC summer. We're 50th in education. Our roads and bridges are crumbling. Even after the state's largest tax increase ever, we're still funding Planned Parenthood. We've got a lot of problems. And he wants to take responsibility for all those problems because he says we're winning. And I say we're not winning. The only people that are winning are the government insiders that are benefiting off of the taxpayer. And I'm going to change that. And I think the South Carolina people are going to be behind me.
So now what? I guess you have to get your second wind and get ready for the sprint during phase two of this op, huh?
I don't even need a second wind. I feel energized. Our message and our support is growing, and we're excited for the next 2 weeks.
Good enough. John Warren, going to be in the GOP gubernatorial runoff 2 weeks from yesterday. John, I'm sure we'll be talking to you on numerous occasions between now and then. Best of luck to you, and again, congratulations on your win last night.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. John Warren joining us this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.